て。
災害は。
Fantasy Football Show.
Right. Differential show. In the interest of transparency, we're recording a bit early.
Tell them why.
Oh, busy with work, mate. Busy with work.
To be honest, the way my day's been going, I might just release this about 2 a.m.
Just get it done. Well, tomorrow you've got deadline streams and all that jazz as well. Conversation with Aaron Leia about Leicester City and the problems Foxes, they're having there. Yeah. So, differential show. We're going to get in it, smash it out, and you can listen to it as quickly as you possibly want to, because it is a tight turnaround tomorrow with the 6 whatever.
This is the most unprepared I've ever been for this podcast.
6:15 deadline, must be. 7:45
It's like 24 hours to the deadline, yeah.
So
I need some Dominic Calvert-Lewin team news. Is going to be very influential for me in terms of what I do, I think.
Newcastle-Everton, prediction.
That was a really good result for Everton at the weekend. We didn't speak, about it much on the pod, but actually to win 4-1 in the manner they did was quite impressive. I think they will obviously play with a bit more freedom now under Frank Lampard. As I said on the Q&A, I'm not convinced that Ali or Van der Beek will start. I am going to go for a score draw 1-1.
1-1 was my prediction. I think it's going to be a tight game. Both will possibly think they can win it. They'll both have to go for it, but I think 1-1 is fair. New signings at Newcastle need to bed in. Frank will be wanting to impress upon the players his style of play. I think 1-1. West Ham at home to Watford. It's horrible.
What's horrible about it?
1-0 I'm predicting to West Ham. I just think it's going to be a shit game with a 1-0 result.
No, I'm going to go 2-0. I'm going to go 2-0.
With games like this, like you mentioned with the kiddie game, for example.
With my two Watford forwards.
You've got to score early because it opens the game up. But if they score early and have something to dig into or keep it tight, it's going to be very difficult for us to break them down. I'm going 1-0 only for that one. Burnley at home to Manchester United.
Jesus, Ronaldo. I am going to say that I think Burnley are not the sort of team that's going to give Manchester United trouble at the moment. Actually, ironically, one of Ronaldo's very few and rare good XG games of the last 3 months or so was the reverse fixture against Burnley. I am going to go 1-0 to Manchester United, and I'll even go one further for you and say Ronaldo penalty.
I'm going to go the opposite, mate. 2-1 to Burnley.
Go on, lad.
Yeah. I reckon it's reliant on Sean Dyche getting them really up for it and getting in the faces of Manchester United. But I'm gonna back Burnley to win 2-1. And just get in United's faces and really make it very difficult for them. Home game, crowd will be well up for it because they know that the team need to get points. Atmosphere will be hostile. And I just think, Burnley are going to be up for it. United are in a bad way at the moment. Not necessarily quite on the pitch, but just morale and everything about them. Like, there's periods where it's been like that with you lot, with Nuno. Like, you had points on the board. You were in the hunt for the top four. You were still winning games, but it just didn't feel... People weren't happy. So United are fourth in the table. It's not happy. So I'm going to back Burnley 2-1. Manchester City versus Brentford.
As I always say, fourth in the table is never going to be acceptable for Manchester United.
No, it won't be, but relative to where they have been. Man City, Brentford.
We seem to draw unanimous conclusions on this on COTC last Thursday. Although Tom did say that he thought if Raya didn't play, they'd lose 6-0. And if he did, it'd be 0-0. So I said, so what you're really saying to me, Tom, is you think it'd be 3-0 Man City? And he was like, yeah, basically, mate. So we all went 3-0 Man City. So I'll stick with that.
I'm going to go 4-0 Man City. When they get on a roll at home, they can really steamroller some opposition. Norwich, Crystal Palace.
We did this one as well, obviously, with Mark and Mig a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to go Desmond on this. I'm pretty sure that's what I went for when we discussed it. So I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with an away win here, 2-0 to Crystal Palace. I'm just looking at their defensive pairing at the back in Anderson, Gehi. They've got a bit of solidity there, and they've got a front line that can really cause problems. And Conor Gallagher just keeps getting better and better. So I think 2-0 to Crystal Palace. I think they're actually going to win quite comfortably, mate. Spurs at home to Southampton.
I will go with 2-1 Spurs.
I'm thinking the same. I don't see Saints scoring, to be honest with you, so I'm going to go 2-0 Spurs. 2-0 Spurs.
I will take either. Southampton is always a dangerous football match.
Difficult game.
If you don't turn up properly.
Yeah, they really can
and
get.
And with
get
what right. we've got afterwards, it's a big game, needs to be won.
Aston Villa Leeds.
Should we go for a mad one? Actually, no, I don't think Leeds are really capable of a mad one at the moment. Let's go 2-1 Villa.
2-1 to Villa?
Mm.
I think 1-1. I think a draw. I think Villa should win. They're the favourites, definitely. But difficult game. I think 1-1 for me. Liverpool at home to Leicester.
7-4.
2-0 to Liverpool.
I don't mean that. I couldn't bear to put that up on my graphic, even if I meant it. 7-4 to Liverpool. I am going to say... Let's go for a mad one, though. Go on, fuck it. 4-2.
Okay, 2-0 to Liverpool for me. I think they'll win comfortably, though. And Wolves at home to Arsenal.
0-0.
0-0 is my prediction.
Is that what you got as well, yeah?
0-0. If anything, 0-0 and Wolves will win 1-0 in the second half, because that's what they do. But I think 0-0.
I don't know if Wolves are...
same as they were back in the day.
They did just didn't used to play in the first half at all.
And then
under
turn
0-0.
Up and 1-0.
I can't say I've been following that particularly. I would guess that there's probably not a trend for that one way or the other. I'll go 0-0. I mean, that would probably be a decent result for both. I'll go 0-0.
Okay. That's the predictions for the game week. In terms of your team, you're still waiting on team news?
Yeah, I certainly can't commit to anything because I've got Calvert-Lewin flagged, and obviously now I'm in a position where ideally I was going to move obviously one or Dennis or King on, but now with their double coming around the corner again, I don't mind their fixture next week at home to Brighton based on what I saw at the weekend. Not quite right actually there, Brighton defensively. Calvert-Lewin could go really for me, I think. So it's Ronaldo, isn't it? It's highly likely what it's going to be. Captain, I'm really not happy with. Honestly, the closer it gets, as I said to you, the more I'm thinking, should I just fucking do Shaggle and just put Mo back in the team? I won't bring Mo in for a hit, because the player I'd be bringing him in for is Bernardo Silva, and that I just don't think that makes sense, actually, for a -4, unless I was going to captain Mo Salah. So, if Klopp gives a big hint tomorrow, and I don't think we'll even get Klopp words before the deadline, by the way, I imagine his press conference will be Wednesday, and says, yeah, look, he needs to play. He might do. It might honestly be how he feels. He might go, look, he needs to play. And then rest him Sunday. That's the other thing, though. I would say if Salah starts Thursday, he doesn't start Sunday. So I think I'm most likely going Calvert-Lewin and Ronaldo is the most likely. I'm probably captain Jared Bowen. I will start my two Watfords attacking players, because I still think if they cause a surprise at your place, they're probably still better options than Jacob Ramsey against Leeds now that he's playing a little bit deeper. I've obviously got Trossard, no game, and Issa Diop is my other player. So essentially, I've only got 13 players this week, basically, with two of them, obviously, goalkeepers. So I think I'll still play the two Watford boys. Jacob Ramsey, first sub. Bowen, captain, I think. It's not impossible I might buy Kane rather than Ronaldo. What I hate is, that's the better choice for this week, is Kane over Ronaldo. And I think if I bought Harry, I'd captain him as well.
Yep.
But don't fix me shit for 25 unless I literally go, right, I'm going Fernandes for 1 week and then go Salah in 26. Or do I take Kane out for Ronaldo for 25, knowing that I might reverse that again as well in 26? It's not like my squad is perfect. If my squad is perfect, I can do that sort of thing. So I think it's most likely I'm just going to suck it up and I'm going to go Ronaldo. It'll be the double game with 25 captain, and we'll see where we sit with that on the other side.
Yeah, I've got three players not available: Rudiger, Alonso, Trossard, and I've got a doubt over Ben Johnson whether or not he'll play. So for me,
And Billy Gilmore.
Well, he played at the weekend, didn't he? So he's in and around.
You don't want that as part of your team, though, do you?
Not as part of my starting 11, but he's fine for the bench. And so it's a case of who do I move on? And Rudiger and Alonso are probably the two that are most suitable for me to move on. Robertson and Luca Dean are the two I'm going to get in and leave it at that. I will be captaining Jared Bowen as well.
Okay.
Yep, simple as that. Nothing more to add, unless, of course, we hear something different or something changes.
Right, sorry, no manager of the weeks or anything like that. Let's be honest, everybody did fucking shit anyway, right?
So no one deserves it. None of you bastards deserve it.
Nobody actually gives a crap. Let's do you know what? Oh, sod it. Let's have a look through the dead league, so see if anybody did particularly well in there, worth shouting out. Our dead team was 35 points, which is not bad from 8, I suppose. Martinez 5, Trent 4, Rudiger 7. I have Antony 7. I say Trent 4 as a vice captain going into this week.
Let's have a look. If anyone got Sonny more than captain. 50, they're going to get a shout out. 59 from Brendan Colley.
Nice.
He's the only manager, and I've now up to about 4 finger swipes up. Who got more than 50 points. So Brendan has done very well. He had a back line that included Ben White, Vladimir Soufal, Luca Dean, Harry Maguire, Emi Buendia, Ivan Toney, and they delivered the business for him.
Nice. I've found one particularly nice looking differential score. It's from our friend Stateside. Differential Cole, 66 points. Well, he did make 6 transfers for a -16.
Wow.
Nick Pope, Femenia, Laporte, Robertson. Fuck me, mate. He's got 48 points from them 4 defenders, and that's it.
That's about else. It. Nothing
we didn't else. Do too badly, Serge, but we have dipped a little bit, I think, further behind Peter, who's top and away. By the way, just a plug for Peter's site. Give it a fucking look at. He's really handy for the planning ahead of these weeks at the moment. So Peter's team allows you to kind of do what you can't do on FPL at the moment.
So forward planning transfers.
You can look at how your team would physically look now in, say, game week 26 and that sort of thing. I'll tell you the name of the site. It is fpl.team/planning ahead.
fpl.team/planning ahead.
You can follow Peter on Twits @_FPLteam. It's a really cool, handy tool. It's really simplified as well. It's not going to take you off into miles of different places. It's really cool for kind of looking at these weeks ahead. Okay, shit, I'm going to have 4 blankers in 26, that kind of thing. That's put me well off track. What was I talking about, Suj? Our differential team.
Yes.
46 points. From De Gea 6, Laporte 10, Tierney 8. That's your lot, basically. Dallow sitting on the bench. Hallelujah. How are we set for this week? We are bust Suj with the following. David De Gea in goal. A back 4 of Dallow, Dyer, Laporte, Tierney. Saka, Foden, Lanzini, Mane, Kane, King, João Pedro. First sub. Captain straightforward here, isn't it? Harry Kane.
Mm.
What's up with Lanzini?
I think he'll play.
Achilles injury. 50% chance of playing. Is that new?
Yeah, I didn't know about that, to be fair. So you're educating me. And also, Benny is back from AFCON. He played, obviously, at the weekend. So there's no reason to risk it. I suppose he might decide that he thinks Yarmolenko might be a better option. But we're not swimming. We're not in the swimming championship. So.
We've held Sadio Mane for all this period. I'm guessing following his dive, he should have got sent off. And his winning penalty last night, I presume he's probably even less likely than Salah to start, I would guess. We also have Eric Dier was left out precautionary reasons for Tottenham at the weekend, but he's thought to probably be okay. Team news to be confirmed tomorrow. So we're down to a few flags. I think Marcos Alonso's got to go here, hasn't he, Suj?
Yes, please. I'm going to get rid of him in my main team. So, yeah.
That gives us 9.2 million in the bank.
For a defender?
Well, I'm just wondering, looking at that as well, if it's worth ditching João Pedro now. See, the thing is, he could hang around sitting for us till the doubles. Is he even going to fucking play anyway with Dennis back from suspension and Ismaïla Sarr back from AFCON? It's got to be doubtful, won't it?
Mm.
We could bin that, I think. Let's have a look at forwards. It's far more fun. They're all shit. Can we have Edouard? What's his ownership?
It's going to be low.
6.2%.
It's not a bad shot. And he has got the double in 26, so he can stick around for that.
Yeah, or do you fancy my cheeky wonder, the real saver, Adameda? But that's not worth the hit, is it?
Nah, I wouldn't take Adameda on a hit.
Edward?
I don't think they'll score, Norwich. I think...
Did you predict Palace?
2-0, Palace.
I've gone Desmond 2-2.
Well, you predicted goals, so let's go Edward.
Oh, I can't do it. I've already got the maximum number of forwards. I need to take him out, don't I?
Yeah,
no doubt. João Pedro is out. In comes Odson Edouard. That is going to leave us, Suj, with 8.1 million still for a Marcos Alonso replacement.
Has Andy Robertson passed 10%?
Well, sir, you ask and I shall tell you, no. You're not even close, mate. 4.8%.
Okay.
It's nothing to think about, is it?
No. Andy Robertson in a differential team. I'll take it all day long.
Okay. Yeah, agreed. Right, so then that makes it potentially... I've made them transfers, fuck it. Because I'll only forget. Like I did. Yes, Rob, I took the force minus hate that we had to do. Yeah, yeah. Right, how do we want to bust this now instead then?
So, tell me who we've got goalkeeper options.
Goalkeeper, De Gea or Backman. There's nothing to choose from there, sir.
De Gea.
Yeah. So, back five would be Dalot, Robertson, Laporte, Tierney, Dier. That's what's available.
Robertson, Laporte... Tierney.
Has to be them three, doesn't it? Yeah. We've got Saka's got to play, Foden's got to play.
Yeah.
Mane, do we leave him out?
Saka's got to play, Foden's got to play. What are the other two options outside of Mane?
So if we left Mane out, I mean, I think we've got Dalot, Dier, Lanzini. I'd still play Josh Lanzini's, King. I'd still play Josh King at yours. He's a penalty taker, man.
Lanzini's a risk.
Yeah.
So I'd bench him. Look. I think the thing with Mane is he's not going to come on for 10, 15 minutes. He's either in the squad or he's not. So if you play him, it's fine.
I think Dalot over Dier.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Away at Burnley versus Southampton at home.
I think Dalot over Dier.
So she like, say Breuer was fit, for example.
Do you want to go Dier over Lanzini? Doesn't feel right.
I don't. To play or in bench order?
First sub.
I'd go Dier over.
I suppose
Lanzini.
From that perspective, as a first sub, Dier will either play or he won't. Similar, whereas Lanzini could easily be a one pointer or so.
I'd go Dier over Lanzini. I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Captain Kane, vice captain Robertson, Foden, Edouard.
Foden, that Brentford game. Oof. They could go off, couldn't they?
Okay, cool.
They could go off.
That's the differentials done.
And so then we're up to a minus 56, James.
How was your week, sir?
35 points, which
was
shite.
What happened to you?
I gambled big on the Wolves triple up at the back. Didn't pay off.
Who did they play?
Brentford.
That's like a month ago.
Yeah, Brentford. They conceded in the second half. I gambled big on City in the midfield. De Bruyne returned, but Foden and Sterling blanked. And they only drew 1-1 at Southampton, despite, James, it being Man City's best performance in my 5 years as manager, Pep Guardiola.
Oh, it was 20.
Greatest team ever.
It was 20 Johnny Pringle about that, yeah.
Yeah. And then everyone else just had a blank as well. Rafinha, Kane, Cucho, Josh King as captain. So literally, Ben Foster was my only return and Kevin De Bruyne. Bad.
Oh, shame. I think I've got a top score here, 40 minus 56 league, with a game week rank of 1,001.
Wow.
Joe Murphy, 82-pointer.
Tiny.
19 for Pope, 11 for Robertson, 8 for Kevin De Bruyne, 9 for Daka. He went for 3 Watford players, as most would have done. He went for João Pedro. He went for Josh King. And I don't know what he was thinking, but he stuck the captaincy on Hassane Kamara for a 10-pointer at the back. It's got him an extra little 20 there, touch.
That's wicked. I bet that was... Tell us if you did it on purpose, mate.
Probably not. I had a decent 69 myself.
Oh, dear.
Take over.
That was definitely not on purpose. That's not bad, though. I thought you scored 50-something, to be honest with you.
I wish I'd said that on purpose as a really shit joke. Now I'm just crying in my, my own stupidity.
Oh,
yeah, I got that score. I also had Kamara.
Yeah.
And I also had Samir at the back as well. And I captained João Pedro, which meant that my 3 Watford players actually got me 25 points, which was nearly the net what my main team got combined. Yeah, yeah. Basically, because I'd used Dennis and King in the previous week, so I couldn't use them again.
Yeah.
And I went treble City and only got 11 points from De Bruyne, Cancelo and Sterling. Nothing from Rafinha, nothing from Harrison. He actually picked up a cheeky 5-pointer from Ashley Westwood. 5-pointer from Neil Morpay. 19 from Nick Pope.
Legend.
What a fucking ledge. So, yeah. Good.
Decent
good,
score.
Good week, yeah. Not too bad at all.
This week, we both did our teams in minutes, yeah? Yeah, basically. Everyone should know. We literally finished recording the Q&A.
Let's see how far away they are from each other.
Oh, fucking mind shit. Which means it'll probably do quite well when you don't think about it too much. This is how I'm lined up. Double City at the back, Edison and Cancelo. Trent and Robbo at the back as well. And then Aaron Creswell also. So 4 at the back. Creswell, Trent, Cancelo, Robbo in front of Edison. Midfield, Mo Salah, captain, Heung-min Son, vice-captain, Jared Bowen, and Jacob Ramsey. Up top, Edouard, and I've gambled on Alain Saint-Maximin at home to Everton. My bench is shite. Gunn, Adam Eder, Brandon Williams, Douglas Luiz, but couldn't care less.
Yeah, I think the beauty of Manchester United having a double in game week 25 is that
you didn't have to pick any of the bastards
this week, so we knew we was going to save 3 of them. Although I still nearly did pick one of them, actually, because I do think they'll keep a clean sheet. I've got some similar names to you, Suge. You can count how many of these are the same. I'm 3-4-3. Edison in goal.
Nice.
Back 3 of Trent, Robbo and Sergio Reguilón. Midfield 4 of Jared Bowen, Diogo Jota, Michael Olise and Emi Buendia. Up front, Mikel Antonio, Ollie Watkins, captain Harry Kane. On the bench, Ben Foster, Vladimir Soufal, Jacob Ramsey and Brandon Williams.
Only 4 starters are the same.
Edison,
Trent, Robbo, Bowen. I have Ramsey starting, you have him on the bench. I have Brandon Williams on the bench, you have him on the bench. So 6 players out of the squad of 15, but 4 starters.
Interesting. I might change Soufal for Reguilón because I just fucking twigged. I've predicted you for a clean sheet, but not Spurs. But I think I should play Reguilón.
Yeah, attacking threat. Attacking threat.
All right, that's it, I think.
That's a wrap.
Did you Nick Pope in Sky?
Yeah.
You did?
I bought Nick Pope.
We didn't buy him. He was part of your overhaul.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had overhauled Pope. And I haven't logged into my Sky team, to be honest.
Are you Jared Bowen captain Tuesday?
Jared Bowen today. Who's tomorrow? Who's the most obvious choice tomorrow? I don't even remember.
You've
the
got
features.
Bowen against Watford, Ronaldo against Burnley.
No. Sorry. Yeah, so Bowen, and then I'm talking about Wednesday.
We don't have to worry about Wednesday. We're doing a pod on Wednesday.
Ah, that's fair play. Yeah.
Cancelo Wednesday.
It's Cancelo. No, if I get word that De Bruyne is in the team,
do it.
I've got the choice of Cancelo or De Bruyne or Kane.
Nice.
And then on Thursday, it'll either be Salah or Trent if Salah's not in the starting lineup. Simples. If I get word that De Bruyne's in the team, I'm going to go De Bruyne and Sky.
On Wednesday, which we'll talk about on Wednesday anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to go rogue, yeah.
Cool. What day is it today?
Monday,
it's Tuesday, but we're pretending
it's Monday, but we're pretending it's Tuesday.
Well, no, it is Monday. We're pretending it's Tuesday. What have I got on Wednesday? Oh, yeah, Ask James stream, 1 p.m. UK time. That'll be available to all patrons, audio version afterwards as well. This is all because Suja's disappearing for a couple of days.
He is, and I'm not going to tell you my location, but see you soon. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Good luck, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.